everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm Jace. This episode is an interview I did at Long Beach Comic Con with Marvel concept artist Andy Park. Andy started out as a comic book artist, moved on to doing concept art. Now he's like the main guy at Marvel Cinematic. So when you see a Marvel hero, Marvel superhero appear on the big screen, Andy's kind of responsible for why they look the way they do. Obviously, we know that you can't always translate. Hawkeye's a great example. You know, he had the classic purple costume for a long time in the comics. And you put that on the big screen with a human actor playing him, and it's going to look ridiculous. So there's always subtle changes, subtle shifts, things that they do to try to make the heroes look not ridiculous, I guess, kind of believable, you know, in as much as they're still superheroes. Yeah, so that's what Andy does for a living. And he's a really, really great guy, amazing artist, super talented. I talked to him several times throughout the show. I was at his booth several times throughout the show, and he always had people there asking him advice on how to get better, how to maybe have a chance to do what he does, even to the point of like, Andy, just tell me how to live my life. It was, in a way, it was kind of amusing, but also you wonder what it is about him, or I found myself wondering, like, what is it about this guy that other people seek his advice and they're really putting a lot of stock in what he has to say? And I think it's because, you know, he's clearly knowledgeable, he's clearly passionate, super genuine, easy to talk to. If you've seen any Marvel movie in the last 5 years or 8 years or however long it's been since they've come out, if you've seen any of the movies and you've enjoyed the way the characters have looked on the big screen, and you're at a show where Andy Park is, stop by, let him know how much you enjoy his work, and pick up some prints. I bought a print of Black Widow. It's clearly Scarlett Johansson. It looks absolutely amazing. His art is really cool. Andy Park Art, I believe. He says it at the end of the interview, and you can go and check out his work either on through Twitter or Facebook or his own art page. So again, I want to thank Andy for sitting down to talk to me. It was really, really great to hear. And as I said, if you need advice, he seems to be the guy to go to for artists, especially in the Southern California area. And I'm sure he's very humble, and he probably doesn't necessarily agree with me saying that, and it probably would be like, oh, I don't know how helpful I am for people, but there must be a reason why so many people are seeking out his advice. So really great guy to talk to, super, super talented. So thanks for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you next time. All right, this is Jace with The Comic Source, brought to you by LRM Media. I'm here with illustrator Andy Park. Andy, for those of our listeners maybe who aren't familiar with your work, what are you doing right now?
I'm currently the visual development supervisor over at Marvel Studios. I'm a concept artist. I design along with a group of artists. I concept design the characters for the Marvel Studio films, and we also do keyframe illustrations that illustrate key moments in the film. So we're in the first part of the process, the filmmaking process.
Wow, so that's really exciting for our listeners. So when they see these characters that are in these popular Marvel movies, that you're the one that's coming up with their look, right? I mean, that's kind of the job, right?
Well, we're coming up with the look in an illustrated form. We're painting it a lot of times in Photoshop. And then we go back and forth with the director, conversation with the director, the producers, and we eventually get to an approval. And at that point, it goes to the, we collaborate with the costume designer who manufactures, and also the design process also continues as they make these costumes real on the actors and actresses.
Right, I mean, because you're working in two dimensionals, but then there's what can actually be done, and it's going to
exactly
look right on the screen.
Yeah, so it's a collaborative process with the costume designer, going back and forth, and that's part of the joy of working in film, is we're collaborating with the costume designer, the production designer, the visual effects supervisor, along with the producers, of course, and the director.
Wow, so that's really cool, but let's dial back the clock a little bit, though. You got your start in comics. Did you grow up reading comics? You're always a fan?
Yeah, just like a lot of guys, I in my adolescent years, I discovered comics at a local comic shop, and I remember it was the Iron Man number 200 cover with the Silver Centurion armor,
right?
And that just drew me in, and from that point on, I collected everything with Silver Centurion. I started, that expanded to other comics, X-Men, Spider-Man, West Coast Avengers. I was mainly a Marvel reader in my youth, and that was, it became my dream to draw comics. And at the time, Image Comics became a thing with Jim Lee and Rob Liefeld, Todd McFarlane, Mark Silvestri, all those guys, Will Spartaccio, and it was a dream of mine to work for them. And luckily enough, in my sophomore year at UCLA, I went to a convention, showed them my portfolio, and I got an internship with Rob Liefeld. And I dropped out of school, and I started drawing comics at the age of 19.
That must have been, Korean, so there's always those expectations. You know, Jim Lee always talks about, yep, you know, his parents wanted to be a doctor, so that must have been a tough decision for you, right? Like,
it was, and I did grow up in a Korean family, traditional, and it's a tough one, you know, but I was lucky enough, Jim Lee actually helped, not without him knowing, because he paved the road. So my parents, during my adolescent years, would see the Korean newspaper, and they would see Jim Lee, and there would be an article on him saying how he was going to Princeton. He was a pre-med, but he decided to drop out of college and go into comic books. So I think that that helped when it came to my time to do that. That my parents were like, "Oh, Jim Lee was successful. He made some money, so I think maybe we'll allow him to do this." So my parents were very supportive. So I was very lucky in that sense.
Cool. And then, so you worked in comics for a while. Now you did some work at Top Cow, Tomb Raider. But then you wanted to kind of move on, or you had something else as an end goal in mind?
Yeah, well, it's not so much an end goal, but after working a couple of years with Rob, I had the itch as an artist to learn to diversify. At that point, I knew, you know, I knew the beginnings of how to tell a story with a pencil, how to draw characters with a pencil, but that's all I knew about art. And I have always had a hunger to know about how to paint, know about color, know about design, composition, and I knew it was going to be difficult for me to teach myself. So I decided I'm just going to take a hiatus from comics, and I applied to Art Center in College of Design in Pasadena. So I went there, and then I was planning on going to animation, actually, at that time. But when I was 1 year away from graduating, I got a call from Top Cow, from Matt Hawkins. They told me they were going to do a Tomb Raider series. And at that time, Tomb Raider was already an icon, and there was never a comic book on her comic book series. So I knew it was going to be huge. So I was like, oh man, you know, I know that's going to put my name on the map in the comic book industry. So it was one of those like offers I couldn't refuse. Mm-hmm. So I went back into comics, did that for a couple years. It was amazing. The best experience I had in comics, drawing Tomb Raider. And then eventually I knew like I wanted to do something else. I still love to paint. And then around that time, concept art was becoming a big thing, and the internet and all that. So I decided I wanted to do concept art. Right before I left the comic book industry, that's when I ended up doing some X-Men issues, and that was definitely like one of those dream gigs, bucket list kind of things. Even though at that point I already decided I wanted to leave comics, at least for now, to do concept art. But so I did a couple issues of X-Men, which was a dream, working with Chris Claremont. And then after that, I dedicated fully to get into concept art. So I built a whole new portfolio. I felt like I was a student all over again of concept art, characters and environments in a portfolio. And I got a job over at Sony Santa Monica on the God of War game. Mm-hmm. I worked there for 5 years. And then two of the guys there, named Ryan Meinerding and Charlie Nguyen, they were already working at Marvel Studios, and they told me that Marvel wanted to form a new studio, a new department, visual development department, because they're doing a whole cohesive, connected universe. So they wanted an in-house, full-time stable of artists. So I was the first one that they hired to join that team around the time, right before Avengers was starting work. That was a full answer.
And do you still? So and that's what you're doing now. You're coming up with these ideas, how the characters and the heroes are going to look on the screen. Do you still get that rush of excitement when you sit down at your desk, your tablet, and you're like, okay, this is how it's going to look, and you're creating out of. I mean, you take some cues from the way they look in the comics, but that doesn't always transfer, especially the color palettes and things. And you're not always able to do it. It doesn't look right. It needs to be different, and it's you. It comes from you. It's like you're giving birth source of these ideas. That must be exciting for you to do that on a daily basis.
Yeah, especially now, for those of you who are listening to this, like knowing that my background was a comic book and my dream was to draw comic books, to be able to do the to contribute to the designs, to the cinematic versions of these characters is completely a dream job. And I remember when I first got hired and I was working on the Avengers, I was in a room by myself at Marvel Studios, and every once in a while I'd be sitting there and I'd have to stop, sit back and just be like, oh my gosh, I'm working on the Avengers, you know, the movie.
Right.
And then I'd draw again, I'd paint, and then I have to sit back again and I'd have to pause and be like, I'm working for Joss Whedon. I'm a huge Buffy fan, Serenity, you know, Firefly. So, and 6 years later, I've been there for 6.5 years. I might not sit back in my chair, but I still, to this day, I'm still like, I'm not jaded. I'm like amazed that I get to work on these films. I get to have some small contribution to the film, and it's amazing. And it's so fun to design these characters. What's so fun is to be able to go back to the stable of designs that are done in the comic book. There's a source material. Mm-hmm. And that's the first thing we always do, is look back at all the comic book versions done of any particular character. And we get to see, it's always a reminder of all the great artists that, you know, just paved the way for us. And so many of these characters have so many different looks. So the guys in the visual development department get to explore, maybe he should have the Ultimates look, maybe he should have the Jack Kirby look, you know? So we get to explore the range of different looks, and of course translating it into a believable, not comical, not underwear wearing,
right,
you know, on the outside kind of look. So it's amazing. I still have fun every day.
Yeah, and these concepts that you're coming up with are seen by millions of people. That's, it has to be rewarding in its own right, because comics have kind of completely taken over pop culture,
yeah,
these days, which when I was growing up reading comics, I never would have imagined. You're probably in the same boat.
I mean, I remember when Iron Man first came out and I saw that end credit scene, Nick Fury came out. I was one of the ones in the film that just, I didn't shout out, but inside I was screaming because I knew exactly what that meant. And I was like, I cannot believe they're actually going towards the Avengers. I knew it, right? And it, for me growing up, I always thought we will never be able to see an Avengers film. I don't think it's possible. Like, it can't be done.
Right.
You can't achieve that. And then look at, like, what is that, like 10 years later, wherever, yeah, we're at now. And now it's like, we're going to see Justice League. We're going to see Avengers 3 coming out. And we're going to see Ant-Man is a hit. A character named Ant-Man. Guardians of the Galaxy. Galaxy, yeah. You know, a team that most people never even heard of, including myself, even though I'm a comic book guy. It's just, I would never have dreamt it. And it is a dream. And I think we're all spoiled now, because not all of us now are like complaining about, hey, this wasn't good, that wasn't good. But we're living in a world where we're seeing the television, we're seeing the Netflix stuff, we're seeing DC and Marvel and independent comics coming to the screen. And,
yeah,
and
both then, big and small screen.
Yeah, and then look at the cosplayers. The cosplayers, everyone's, and that's why I love going to comic conventions, because I see cosplayers and I see them wearing a design that I helped contribute to that design. And it's just amazing. It's amazing to see.
So I heard you were talking to some fans yesterday, and you were talking about, you come up with these ideas, there's not a whole lot of feedback, but then it's fully realized, it's fully rendered, it's fully painted, all the details. If an actor has been cast for the role, you have the likeness down, and then it's the feedback. So I'm wondering, you know, when, especially in animation, when it used to be you'd see the old concepts, the old designs, and it was kind of like straight on, side, back view, and it wasn't just the detail. I mean, you put background, and it's almost, are you conscious of that? Do you almost want that single image to kind of convey a story in a way, convey emotion? Is it more than just, this is how the costume looks, this is how the face looks? You're really, in that one image, trying to tell a story in a way,
yeah,
right?
You know, I think of it a lot of times like a comic book cover, you know, for, let's say there's a character, a new comic book that comes out, number one issue, and you're it's going to be in the stands, and the readers or just customers going to come in the store and look at it. What's going to grab the viewer to say, I want that guy looks awesome, and I want to buy that comic book and read about that character that looks cool. That's exactly how I got into comics. You know, the Silver Centurion, you know, that number 200 Iron Man with him facing off against Ironmonger, Mark Bright, which I still got to meet that guy, and Bob Layton. That cover is what drew me in. I think very much this is the same kind of idea with concept art. Like when I'm illustrating these designs, I am thinking about the costume. I'm thinking about how it's going to be made, what are the materials, but I'm also thinking about who is this character. So I'm trying to convey all of that stuff in one image. Like their personality is limited. It's very difficult in just one image. Their attitude, the environment, anything that will help sell and push who is this character will be more of a success, you know. So it's a lot of things trying to cram into one image, but that's kind of my thinking.
Yeah, is that the biggest challenge? Rather than, you know, texture or technical stuff, the biggest challenge is capturing the right feel.
Well, I feel like the initial feel is in the initial layout, like the plan. Okay, this is what I want to do. So you do the initial sketch really fast, loosely. Once you have that down, I think that part is, you have a good base. Mm-hmm. Once you have a good base, then the new challenge is designing the character. You know, is this going to be made out of leather? Is it going to be not a leather? You know, what is this character going to wear? You know, there's so many different options that you can play with. So I feel like that is the hardest part of designing these characters, is because there's so many, even though we're basing on the source material, as you know, because we've seen a lot of comic book films, some characters are more successful than others translated to the screen, whether that's television or film. So there's so many possibilities, you know, even though all of those possibilities are based off of this two-dimensional comic book original source, you know.
So where do you go from here? You want to keep doing? Are you happy with where you are? I mean, like, is that a dream job? Or are there still challenges and things that you want to stretch yourself as an artist and that?
I think there's always, as an artist, you always want to challenge yourself and you always want to push yourself. And I always see myself as a student, that I'm constantly learning and growing. And I feel like the day that I stop thinking that way, then I just retire and I'm done, and I never draw again. But I don't want to get to that point ever. Even if I'm retired technically from like work, I'm still going to be drawing or painting, you know, unless I physically can't.
Right.
So yes, I mean, right now I'm loving what I do. I love leading a group of artists on these films. I love working on the Marvel films, especially because what they're producing is undeniable. Like, the quality's there, you know, the love is there, led by Kevin Feige, you know, and just the, all of Marvel Studios. I have the utmost respect for everything that they're doing and all the decisions they're making and the directors that they're getting. I mean, they're just knocking it out of the park. So I'm loving it at Marvel Studios. I still have dreams of creating my own graphic novel, my own stories, my own characters, and I'm sure I'll get to that at one point. But for now, you know, I'm quite happy where I'm at.
And you probably, and this goes to your creative hunger to learn, you probably learned a whole lot about the whole movie making thing from, you know, translating from your two-dimensional to, okay, if we do make it out of leather, this is how, I mean, probably things you never thought you would ever, growing up, know about, like, how do they actually make the costumes, and how does it translate, and cinematography, and all that stuff.
Oh, so yeah.
I'm sure, as an artist, with that hunger to learn, that it seems like the perfect place for you.
Yeah, yeah. It's been amazing to just, I mean, I get to sit in a room and draw, but ever since I became visual development supervisor, I've got to be more hands-on in the other departments and kind of see what the whole process is, and even being there on set to see some of the filming. So yeah, it's been a complete learning experience, and I have so much respect for movie makers and the movie making process. You see the end credits at every movie, there's thousands of names. And I always say that when a movie, you leave a theater and the movie is actually good, I feel like that's a movie miracle. Because no one tries to make a bad movie, but why are some movies like successful and really good and others not so much? You know, it's not because anyone tried to not make it good. You know, all those thousands of people did their best work. There has to be some kind of magic that happens, like, because there's so many steps along the way where it can go wrong. Uh-huh. Whether it's the casting or the story, you know, or the designs or the special effects or the editing, you know, there's so many things that can go on that can ruin a film, or at least affect the perception of, you know, when you watch it. So when you leave a theater and it's actually good, I always say it's like a little movie miracle. And I feel like Marvel Studios has been making, like, you know, a lot of miracles in the past. What has it been? How many years has it been since Iron Man 1? So, yeah, and I hope it just continues, and I have faith that it will.
Great. Well, thanks for your time, Andy. If any of our listeners want to take a look at your art, follow along, where's the best place online?
I'm Andy Park Art online, and everything on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, my website, everything's Andy Park Art.
Great. Thanks so much for your time, Andy. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.